AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two diplomats at the Vienna talks tell the AP that negotiators will announce tomorrow that they have reached an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of billions of dollars in economic sanctions by the West. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, tells NBC's Meet the Press he wants the deal to include verification Iran won't try to cheat.
We've got to ensure that this is verifiable, that we have anytime, anywhere inspections,
right,
that they are accountable, that we know what their previous military dimensions were, we have access to all of their scientists.
Any final agreement still needs to be reviewed by all seven governments involved in the talks. Top law officials in Mexico say drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman escaped from a maximum security prison last night using a mile-long tunnel that ended up in a house under construction near the prison. 18 prison workers are being interrogated. Search teams have fanned out throughout the area in an effort to catch Guzman. The AP's Catherine Cochran reports that Guzman has $1 billion and a vast organization behind him.
At the time of his arrest, he was the head of the Sinaloa cartel, which is the largest and most powerful cartel in Mexico. It's actually an international cartel with reach into the United States as well as Europe and Australia and Asia.
One of Greece's most outspoken critics, Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb, says bailout discussions have taken a good leap forward following 2 days of talks between the Greek finance minister and his peers in the 19-country eurozone. Stubb says a package of proposals have been sent to EU leaders for discussion at their emergency summit planned for Brussels. AP's Pan Pylos is covering the talks in Brussels and says that they are making some progress. This is AP Radio News. Real estate mogul and reality TV star turned presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned in Las Vegas and Phoenix. Trump continuing his challenge of U.S. immigration policy.
The word is getting out that we have to stop illegal immigration. We have to.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Trump, who he says doesn't have a chance to win next fall election, is having an oversized influence on the early campaigning.
He has managed to make himself the center of attention politically, really in both parties. He's getting more attention than any other candidate. He's calling the tune, and the other candidates are having to dance to it to one degree or another.
Trump is using victims of crime to bolster his argument against immigrants in the U.S. illegally, bringing on stage with him the father of a Southern California teenager shot and killed in 2008. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.